For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And it's a big Shays week. Shays Buffalo, we've got Hello Dolly rolling into town. I'm delighted with Carolee Carmello, who I don't think Buffalonians necessarily know.
But apparently you know very well a number of shows you've seen.
Many, many shows throughout her career, yes.
Wow.
She's done so many Broadway shows. She was in the original cast of Parade. She was in City of Angels. She did Falsettos on Broadway. She did The Scarlet Pimpernel, Kiss Me, Kate. She's a major leading lady.
Wow, what a career. And astonishing voice.
What a set of pipes, yes, yeah. Yes. You know, there are other things in there. She was in Lestat, which I did see, but smaller things. There was a musical version of Arthur, and she played the Liza role. And I saw her in Pal Joey up at the Huntington, where she did Zip back in late 80s, early 90s. A marvelous actress, wonderful for the role of Dolly Levi, and she is the Dolly who will come to Buffalo. Albany native, I believe.
A next-door neighbor of yours growing up, perhaps?
Perhaps, but we associate her with Broadway. Carolee Carmello coming into Shays in Hello, Dolly. Starts Tuesday.
And speaking of Shays, the big reveal was just this last Tuesday night. Folks can read all about it on your blog, theatertalkbuffalo.com. But what excites you?
I think the breadth of the offerings, the Shays lineup, they are entirely dependent upon healthy seasons on Broadway. And this is not a lean year. This is an enriching year. So much so that they're able to launch the national tour of the Aaron Sorkin adaptation of Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird. It will start at Shays, not a musical. And that's a little bit different from the usual Broadway fare, but it's hugely successful. This is the same script that Kavanaugh did.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask. So what do you think will be different? Well, a bigger stage means what? More scenery?
Broadway production values and cast. The Kavanaugh did a very, very good job, but this will have more robust production values and a longer rehearsal period and so on.
And I think folks should be aware that things are happening pretty early. The whole season kicks off in mid-August.
August, but then Tootsie comes in October.
Now, that's as it should be.
As it should be, but Tootsie needs more prep time because they're also taking Tootsie here, and so they will need the extra time for the rehearsals as it launches out. And that's from the Dustin Hoffman movie, a musical version of Tootsie, which is quite pleasing and did moderately well on Broadway. It kind of should have been done 20 years ago, I feel. It's a very different climate now. You think of the plot of Tootsie since Me Too. It's rather different.
Pretty Woman, the new version of Oklahoma, which looks at it, I gather, from a kind of a darker side.
Well, this is supported by the text. What happens in Oklahoma is rather dark. I think that they punctuate that rather more heavily. We didn't see blood getting spattered all over Shirley Jones' wedding dress, you know, as you will in this version. And the use of videography, it is an edgier take on a story that was dark to begin with. She does use Judd to get to Curly in a rather callous way. And Curly does encourage Judd to kill himself. There is that dark element. There is the ugly rivalry in the town. And this version brings that out. So it's not as if he's imposing something on Oklahoma, which is not inherently in the text of Oklahoma. That is there. But he's taken away a bit of that sunshine.
Yes. And I'm also really looking forward to the show about the Temptations because I'm in love with the playwright. And you've seen it on Broadway. You say it's great.
Dominique Morisseau, who also wrote Detroit 67, Blood at the Root, wonderful playwright. And she did the book for this. Yes, I loved it. Of the jukebox musicals, this is the best of what a jukebox musical can be. Before that, we're getting the Lincoln Center My Fair Lady, incidentally.
Oh, I remember you talked about that. You loved it.
I did love it. I think that its virtue is that it moves briskly. I've never seen a My Fair Lady that does not drag in Act 2 until this one. And they solved that multiple scene issue. I hope that the touring set reproduces what they were able to do at Lincoln Center.
And just to avoid confusion, Hamilton is coming back, but it's not part of the regular series subscription.
It's a subscriber option. Is that what they were calling it?
That's what they're calling it, special subscriber option.
That if you have a subscription, you do have the opportunity to try to buy tickets to Hamilton. Dear Evan Hansen also coming off the subscription as a special offering. But in the subscription is Disney's Frozen. We will see lots of little children going to the theater.
All dressed up in blue.
In costume, yes.
Well, that's on the huge Shays stage, but if you walk out the door, take a left, and travel a few feet to the north, you come to the much, much smaller alleyway cabaret stage. I want to tell everybody about this charming little 4-1-act collection called The End, Amen, all about the end of days, the Armageddon. And in particular, these plays by Mark Lloyd, Bella Poynton, Jay Snodgrass, and Winifred Storms feature two of my favorite actors come over from the Paul Robeson Theater, Hugh Davis and Vincenzo L. McNeil. I think folks will love them in The End, Amen. But only three more shows starting tonight.
And at the other end of the Alleyway Theater is Scotch and Madness, a fun and freewheeling hallucination of a play. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.